I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. A Sauk County shooting led to the death of the victim. Captain Matt Birch of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office reported the Sauk County Dispatch Center received reports Friday afternoon of a shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest Nature Preserve on County Road W in the township of Baraboo. Multiple callers reported seeing a male pulling a female from a vehicle before shooting her multiple times and fleeing the scene in a vehicle on County Road W towards the city of Baraboo. Deputies arrived on the scene and located the female deceased from multiple close-range gunshot wounds in the parking lot of the nature preserve. During the initial investigation, a general vehicle and suspect description was obtained and aired to responding units. An hour later, it was reported that a male subject had driven into the parking lot of the Sauk Prairie Police Department in a Kia Carnival minivan, exited the van, and fired several gunshots into the front door and vestibule of the police department. The building was struck several times, but no staff were injured in this shooting. Shortly after that, Sauk Prairie police officers located the vehicle leaving the police department and conducted a traffic stop, and the operator was taken into custody without incident. Through investigation and evidence gathered on scene and in the vehicle, it was determined this was the same subject and suspect vehicle from the earlier shooting incident at Pewitt's Nest. The male was taken to the Sauk County Jail, where he remains in custody. The suspect's name is being withheld at this time as the investigation is active and ongoing, but there is no threat to the community. The name of the victim is being withheld pending notification of family. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted in this investigation by the Baraboo Police Department, Sauk Prairie Police Department, Wisconsin State Patrol, and the Wisconsin DNR. A search warrant led to an arrest for theft and drug charges. On Wednesday, the Grand County Sheriff's Office conducted a series of search warrants at 230 West Gridley Avenue, located in the city of Platteville. The search originated from an ongoing investigation involving a stolen vehicle. While conducting the search at the residence, law enforcement discovered a marijuana grow, a large amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, large amounts of drug paraphernalia, firearms, and ammunition. The homeowner, Dennis Medley, 67, of Platteville, and his roommate, Jeremy Kastner, 50, of Platteville, were both taken into custody. During the investigation and search of the residence, deputies also were able to locate the stolen vehicle. With the assistance of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle was recovered in the town of Mineral Point. Dennis Medley was arrested for maintaining a drug house, manufacturing marijuana, possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, felon in possession of a firearm, receiving or concealing stolen property, $10,000, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jeremy Kastner was arrested for receiving or concealing stolen property, $10,000, possession of drug paraphernalia, and three counts of bail jumping, as Kastner is out on bail for an open 2025 case. Both individuals were transported to the Grant County Jail. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force, the Platteville Police Department, and the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. A one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck led to an injury. Late Monday morning, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a one-vehicle crash involving a garbage truck on Highway 133 near Riverview Lane west of Boscobel in the township of Marion. A Grant County deputy, Boscobel Police, and fire and EMS units out of Boscobel responded to the scene. When the deputy arrived on scene, he learned Harvey Kansaku, 49, of rural Prairie du Chien, was driving a garbage truck owned by Republic Services. Kansaku was traveling west on Highway 133 west of River Lane Road when the truck left the roadway to the right, entering the ditch. The truck continued to travel west through the ditch when it struck in a driveway embankment. The truck continued for approximately 80 feet before it came to rest in a field to the west of the driveway. Kansaku was transported by Boscobel EMS to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Boscobel Police Department, Boscobel EMS, and Boscobel Fire Department. The crash remains under investigation by the sheriff's office. There were around 350 participants entered into this year's Race for Grace event. The third annual fundraiser for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination was held for the first time at Richland Center High School, with races beginning and ending on the track. Several departments were represented in the emergency responders race, with teams competing wearing their gear. A group from Sauk County came in first place in the police category, while TNT from Richland County was first among the EMT teams. Viroqua Fire Department personnel narrowly defeated a group from Avoca in the Fire Department Challenge. Among the individual 5K winners was Lindsay Hatfield, who was the top finishing female participant, and Malachi Fretz, who won the top male honors with a time of 16:50 in the 5K. The overall female competitor in this year's first annual trail run was Angie Glicko, while Levi Fretz came in first in the male division. Grace would like to thank everyone who made this year's Race for Grace a great success. Tonight is the final night for the Riverdale Dramata Club, their presentation of the dramatic readings of Edgar Allan Poe. The readings will be held in the Riverdale High School Little Theater. There will be many students involved in the drama presentation. Riverdale Drama Club's live readings of Edgar Allan Poe's works will be held tonight at 7 in the Riverdale High School Little Theater in Muscadet. Tickets are only $5 and can be purchased at the door. The Hub City Dirt Drag Spring Opener concludes tonight at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Vehicle drag races are currently being held. Cost of admission is $20. Kids 12 and under will be admitted for free. You can find more information and a list of events at HubCityDirtDrags.com and on the Hub City Dirt Drags 2026 Spring Opener Facebook events page. The Gaze Mills 32nd Annual Folk Festival continues tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's concert features Slapdash Bluegrass, Native Dance Company, and Stay Tuned. Tickets for the concert is $15 for adults and $5 for children. Tomorrow morning concludes with a soul-stirring gospel sing at 11. Admission to tomorrow's gospel sing will be by free will donation. For more information, visit gazemillsfolkfest.org. Great music from the past will be featured when High Mileage performs tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7. The five-member band out of Viroqua will be performing a wide variety of 80s rock along with contemporary and classic music. For those who feel like getting up and dancing, there will be a dance floor available. Get your dancing shoes on and feel free to sing along when High Mileage takes the stage tonight at 7 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $25 each will be available at the door. Money raised will be used towards the continued restoration of the auditorium. The River Valley Trap Club will be holding a first responder mentor shoot at the Spring Green Rod and Gun Club tomorrow starting at 11. Local first responders and student shooters will be together on the range. The public is welcome to come out and watch the event. Any questions, please call Tim Johnson at 608-896-2470. The City of Richland Center's monthly large item pickup will be coming up on Monday. Residents are reminded to have eligible items at the curb by 6 a.m. Monday. Crews will begin collection Monday and continue citywide until complete. Areas completed Monday will not receive a second pickup pass on Wednesday. Pickup guidelines include up to 5 items per address. Items must be under 50 pounds and manageable by one person. No Freon appliances, yard waste, tires, hazardous waste, or construction debris. Items exceeding these limits or including prohibited materials will not be collected. Residents with additional or overweight items may contact Republic Services directly to schedule additional pickups or transport items to their Boscobel location.